Penguin Random House Audio presents Leaving Time by Jody Pico. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman, Abigail Ravash, Kata Mazur, and Mark Deakins.
Prologue. Jenna. Some people used to believe that there was an elephant graveyard, a place that sick and old elephants would travel to die. They'd slip away from their herds and would lumber across the dusty landscape, like the titans we read about in seventh grade in Greek mythology. Legend said the spot was in Saudi Arabia, that it was the source of a supernatural force, that it contained a book of spells to bring about world peace. Explorers who went in search of the graveyard would follow dying elephants for weeks, only to realize they'd been led in circles. Some of these voyagers disappeared completely. Some could not remember what they had seen. And not a single explorer who claimed to have found the graveyard could ever locate it again. Here's why. The elephant graveyard is a myth. True, researchers have found groups of elephants that died in the same vicinity, many over a short period of time. My mother, Alice, would have said there's a perfectly logical reason for a mass burial site. A group of elephants who died all at once due to lack of food or water. A slaughter by ivory hunters. It's even possible that the strong winds in Africa could blow a scattering of bones into a concentrated pile. Jenna, she would have told me, there's an explanation for everything you see. There's plenty of information about elephants and death that is not fable, but instead cold, hard science. My mother would have been able to tell me that, too. We would have sat shoulder to shoulder beneath the massive oak where more